what we are doing currently are activities that we call community dialogue meetings, whereby we bring together general members of the community and the leadership to discuss pertinent issues that are obtaining in their communities. They discuss issues pertaining to service delivery. We have been holding meetings that are centered on the drought that is prevailing the communities following the poor rains for the 2014-2015 agricultural season and the 2015-2016 agricultural season. So we have observed the high animal mortality, cattle mortality, the high dropout of school children. So we have been conducting meetings that have been discussing such issues so that the communities can collectively come together and share ideas on how best they can alleviate the challenges that they are facing.
How best do you address their problems?
We simply conduct the meetings guided by the fact that if the communities can come together and share ideas, that will be one way of trying to come up to proper solutions to their challenges. We do not have materials to give to the communities. We do not have food to give to them. But we address, indirectly address their concerns through conducting the meetings that afford them the opportunity to come together, share ideas. For example, we conducted some meetings in Tjoloto and Lupane, whereby the communities were able to share ideas on how best they can alleviate the high cattle mortality.
So give us an example of how they are going to tackle hunger and maybe the death of the cattle and stuff like that.
Well, one idea in terms of tackling the high cattle mortality in their areas was that they advised or encouraged each other to sell a certain portion or a number of cattle so that they can be able to buy stock feed to serve the remaining ones. Then in terms of tackling the high school dropouts of children, they came up with ideas, one of identifying the organizations or institutions or individuals that they can approach to assist them, perhaps with food, money to buy food for the children in schools. And they also came up with the idea of making some contributions as a community, perhaps a dollar each per household, so that they can be able to buy food in schools. To serve the situation that they are facing.